Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Great show powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Always great to catch up with this guy. Joe Cowart jumps on with us now from 1010XL.
Joe.
In Jacksonville, Florida, 92.5 from XL Primetime. He's all of those things. Joe, good to hear from you, man.
Hey, thanks for dialing the phone. I hope everybody's good up there in Nashville.
We're good. Titans, Jags coming up. Tennessee, Florida coming up. Time to call our buddy Josie down in Jacksonville. Hey, what's the vibe in Jacksonville with everything that's going on down there, man?
I don't know how to describe it. I really don't. There's venom. There's no question there's venom, either for the team, because potentially you could lose. I don't think it's outrageous to say a future Hall of Famer when you talk about Jalen Ramsey. And then the other side is infuriated with Jalen himself because, you know, he kind of acts like a, you know, more of a me guy than a team guy. And I even tweeted out, you know, you can't spell Ramsey without me. And I just feel like that guy has become more of an individual. And this is not a new theme with him, but I just think this is a collection of frustration. The team's not winning. He wants his contract. Zeke gets paid. You know, all this stuff. And I tell you what, think about what we've been through. From the Foles injury to Jalen on Monday saying he wanted to be traded. That's 8 days of hell for a Jaguar fan. It's like losing, you know, your girlfriend breaks up with you and your dog runs away. All in the span of a little over a week, so it's not been good at Duval.
You're living a country song down there, Joe. Is what it sounds like.
What's that one song? She's been gone 7 days, and it only feels like a week to me. I mean, this has been a bad week for Jacksonville, and you guys know as well as I do, Jacksonville needs to beat Tennessee, and that's the last thing I think on people's minds right now.
I'm kind of surprised that Marone made it into 2019 as the head coach. Is that the vibe down there too?
Yeah, again, mixed bag, because I think the main reason why they retained him, he had a little bit of a, you know, not a built-in excuse, but it certainly was an excuse because they lost so many players. The Blake Bortles decision didn't work out. He's not to blame for that necessarily because Tom Coughlin and Dave Caldwell shared in that decision. So that was a disaster. And then you had injury upon injury that took place last year. You know, guys that were cast off for other teams like Eric Flowers and Patrick Amame were blocking for this team. You know, the whole Fournette fiasco last year where he was in and out of the lineup and, you know, swinging on Buffalo players on the sidelines. And it just was bad. And you had Cody Kessler have to come in for Blake. That was an awful backup player. So it was almost like a built-in excuse. Okay, let's give him one more year. Let's keep everything status quo. Shad Khan gave him the edict that they've got to win or else. But I tell you what, you look back now and you start adding up a lot of stuff all the way from back in training camp last year. Dante Fowler and Yannick Ngakoue went at it. And it just seems to have been bad luck and ugliness inside that locker room ever since.
Joe Cowart, our guest from 1010XL in Jacksonville. Joe, so, I mean, what's the deal? Does he literally play tomorrow night? Because that was said by Marone today that he would play. Then I guess Marone mentioned them having some kind of open relationship and then some more stuff. So is he just going to play against the Titans tomorrow night and then get shipped to Kansas City on Friday?
Yeah, it's a mystery to a lot of people. I guess we were all waiting to see what Marone would say, which he did say that a little bit earlier. You know, I'm of the opinion that he is a valuable bar of gold. And the last thing you want to do is get pissed off and ship him out of town for a couple of third-round draft picks. Yeah. So my asking price would be in that Laremy Tunsil range because Houston gave up two first-round picks for a left tackle.
That blows my mind. Yeah,
it really does. Yeah. And I was happy that they gave up that much draft capital.
Well, they got all that good GMing going on down there, Joe.
Yeah. And Bill O'Brien's like, I'll do whatever. Okay, let's ship to Davian Clowney. fine. Let's get Laramie in here. You know, I'll do whatever.
Yeah, he's not thinking long term anyway.
No way. And I guess, in the case of this, power regime that we have here, TC, DC, and the HC, they're all basically put on notice that you've got to win. So I have a tough time letting those guys who haven't made good decisions or haven't produced enough wins make a decision to ship him out of town. So I would play him. I'd make him perform. I would make him think it's kind of a, quote, contract year. Be damned and see if you can drive the price up and make people want him even more.
Joe Cowart, 1010XL down in Jacksonville. Joe, could you see a scenario where the Jags lose this game and then Marrone loses out on this little power struggle and he gets fired and then everything's okay with Jalen Ramsey?
That's possible. But then think about this. If they bounce Marrone, TC comes out of the ivory tower. He comes down, he puts that whistle around his neck, gets all red-faced on the sidelines, and then they've got another guy that, kind of wants to be the disciplinarian. And I don't know that that would happen, but it's certainly one that we like throwing out there is, hey, what if? Mm-hmm. Because they could promote a Joe DeCamillis, they could promote a couple of other guys as interim head coach. But I do fear that Doug Marrone, and I basically said it on the show, he's been declawed. He has no power, and those players know it, and there's a faction in that locker room that knows it more than the others. And I'm telling you, there's some little clique groups inside there that's adding up to some bad mojo.
Right. That's the way I kind of took that sideline thing, is that all of his power is gone, and the players know it now.
Yeah.
That's a dangerous thing.
It totally is. And then you have the Ramsey, Ronnie Harrison, you can throw a couple of other guys in that group, Miles Jack backing him, DJ Hayden, all these other guys that are like, we need to be paid. We need to be recognized. This guy isn't the coach that we want. And Jalen has his own little war going on with Todd Wash, the defensive coordinator, because he wants to play man all the time. Well, there aren't enough good players on the defensive side of football where everyone can play that. So the coach needs to play zone to kind of cover up some of those other ills, and it's driving him crazy. So I didn't think it would be this bad this early, but it is.
Joe, Gardner Minshew, there's him stretching in his jock strap and his mustache and all this other stuff. It seems like he'd be a fun guy to hang around with.
He's a total trip, Mickey. He's a total trip. We met him at the Senior Bowl, and then I was surprised he got drafted. He had the dad bod and all that stuff. And we had him on, and I mean, he just really embraced the whole idea of coming down and being the backup and trying to win the job. And had his Twitter feed, his Twitter picture with a Ricky Bobby look with a Jaguar inside, the old Pontiac. And he really is a cool, laid-back, chill guy. And he's smart. I talked to Dave Campo earlier today, who's a defensive analyst for Southern Cal. He went against him last year, and he predicted, some good things for Minshew. And he said that the guy is getting through his progressions, at least as far as he's concerned, as fast as anybody he's seen at that rookie level. So he gives him a ton of credit. And, I'm impressed. He was able to throw the outs this week against Romeo Crennel's defense. So they tried to force him to do it. He made some decent plays, and hopefully they'll be able to open it up a little bit more against your bunch up there in Nashville.
So who wins?
Hell, man. Tennessee, they own Jacksonville. Derrick Henry's still running over people. But isn't this the game where everyone expects this team is folded up and they're done, they're cooked, they're all of that? That's the team that wins, and especially since they're at home. I think the Titans are only, a 1.5-point pick. Yeah. So I think Jacksonville somehow, some way, pulls it out in front of about 45,000.
Hey, we got about 30 seconds left.
That would be a tough one for this group to take, for sure.
Yeah. Our narrative would change on Friday morning here, for sure. But Leonard Fournette, this is supposed to be a bounce-back season for him. How is that going early on?
Offensive line is still bad. Yeah. And he averaged, I think, right around that 5 yard per carry number in game one, but then it went back, to a 3 yard per carry average. Couldn't get across the line for the win against Houston. I think he's doing better, but that offensive line is still just killing him, especially the interior part. They're not very good right now.
Joe, good stuff, brother. He is at 1010XL Joe C from Jacksonville, host of XL Primetime. Thank you, man. We'll catch up again soon.
All right, fellas. See you, Don.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
She's actually in Kentucky.
Yeah, Don's not here today, but he was nice to say hey. I got an opportunity for you. It doesn't involve a trip to Kentucky for volleyball. It involves you and living your dream. If your dream was living on the lake, and I can tell you, that's a dream of mine. I would love it. Maybe it is for you too. Twin Creeks Resort. They're making dreams happen right now. And this is the way they do it, right? They give you your opportunity, but you got to act when they do it. Brand new true lakefront lots being released to the public. First time these have been offered. It's a limited selection. It is limited. So that means you got to act. And when do you act? One day only. Lots being released Saturday, September 21st, starting at 10 a.m. for Nashville's Hidden Lake Getaway. It's only about an hour away. We're talking pay no closing costs at this summer blowout sale. Completed lake homes from $129,900. Lake lots with a covered boat slip from $29,900. 25 grand off lake villas. Financing. Low payments available. They're going to give away 10 golf carts and jet skis just because they can. You want to know more about Twin Creeks Resort and this amazing opportunity? Here's what you do. Call 615-535-0837. It is now time for you to enjoy lake living.